This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Leonard Bernstein. His career is widely recognized as one of the most important in the history of American music. Everyone, from high school theater nerds to professional musicians who study the high art of composition, knows his work. Bernstein is the composer who brought us the ballet Fancy Free, the choral Chichester Palms, and of course, the musical West Side Story.
He wanted to be Beethoven. He wanted to be American Mozart. He wanted to be yet another modern Copland. I mean, he wanted to be all these things.
This is Hershey Felder, the musician behind the new one-man show Maestro, The Art of Leonard Bernstein, on now at Arts Emerson. I spoke with Felder recently on stage at the Paramount Theater in Boston. The action in Maestro is said to take place on Sunday, October 14th, 1990, the day Bernstein died. But the set, a single grand piano with a massive sheet of music draping the background, reminds the audience of a 1960s television studio.
They actually meet him in his glory from his omnibus television shows way before I even appear.
Three G's and an E flat.
That's Leonard Bernstein on CBS's Omnibus, exploring Beethoven's Fifth Symphony in 1954.
Anybody could have thought of them, maybe. People have been wondering for years just what it is that endows this musical figure with such potency.
And the first appearance of Leonard Bernstein, the character in the flesh, is him watching himself from years before on television. And I thought that was reason enough to give a sense of what is about to happen here.
What happens is an exploration of the profound struggle and torment that powered a spectacularly creative career.
Somehow this is the key, the only key we can have to the mystery of a great artist, that for reasons unknown to him or to anybody else for that matter, he will give away his life and his energies just to make sure that one note follows another with complete inevitability. Seems rather an odd way to spend one's life, but it isn't so odd when we think that the composer, by doing this, leaves us at the finish with a feeling that something is right in the world, something we can trust that will never let us down.
Now, Leonard Bernstein was talking about Beethoven there, but I asked Hershey Felder if Bernstein could have been talking about himself or even his own career.
Well, yes, his career, but it's also about him judging himself and dealing with all the problems that he faced throughout his life in public, you know, and every time he had a problem, the whole world seemed to know about it. And that's what made him fascinating and interesting and dangerous for all intents and purposes.
And especially that now that you're doing the show here in a place like Boston, obviously, where Bernstein was from, and so many people in the audience might have actually seen him.
Or knew him personally.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a letter maybe 2 or 3 days ago that someone, he's bringing his mother, and he goes on to say that his father is the man who delivered Leonard Bernstein in 1918 yet.
Can you give us a little flavor of how you inhabit the character of Leonard Bernstein that you bring to the stage?
Well, we can try a little bit. He just demonstrates Maria and how Maria sort of works, and then he fades into Maria. No matter what any modern composer tells you, the way to the heart of a person is through melody. A composer who avoids melody is like a person avoiding breathing just to make life a little more interesting. But the thing is, the melody has to be memorable. It was this huge hit right from the very beginning. A musical theater piece with a quiet ending where you had dead kids all over the stage. We did it. We changed musical theater in this country forever. I tried before on the town, wonderful town, Candide. But this was different. And we knew it. So on. So you have not only the actual composition, but you have a little bit of background. And that was a very simple one. There are other ones that delve much deeper into what happened and so on and so forth.
You know, I was reading a bunch of reviews and essays on his life this morning, and there's a sense that he was never happy with how his career and he himself sort of evolved.
Well, I think he really wanted to be a great composer in the fashion of, well, in his own view, somebody like George Gershwin, although, you know, for all of his love of George Gershwin, he sometimes didn't have such very nice things to say about him. But that was a little bit of Leonard Bernstein. Somebody once said to me, whatever you say about him, you're right. You know? So, well, you know, there are a lot of theories. Was he really a great composer? Hard to know. In 100 years, maybe we'll know. But he really was stretching to find himself to be a deep Beethoven or, you know, something like this. And that eluded him during his life. And he was angry at the end of his life. He was angry and, you know, look, here is a man who at 25 had probably the biggest career that any musician in America will ever have. And there is that underlying question throughout the whole piece, the way I view it, is that when you're given so much and you're given it so soon, you know, I mean, who has the right to that?
I'm fascinated to hear a little bit more about how you decided how to work in Bernstein's music and how, what parts of his life you wanted to really focus on versus ones that you didn't.
I mean, in terms of, you know, how to advance the story, he comes across the notion that he needs to get married. But I found, you know, one of the later pieces he wrote was Arias and Barcarolles, and his marriage definitely had an effect on this. I needed the organization. I needed the logical outcome. I needed to be a father. I needed a family. I needed to be in love. I told all this to Felicia. She came back to me. We got married. We got engaged. When I announced our engagement to my family, the first thing that my mother said was,
Lenny, never trust a woman with an accent. You can do much better than she.
All my father said was, all of this is fine and good by me as long as she absolutely and completely converts to Judaism. But it was my sister Shirley who said, but Lenny, what about that whole other part of your life? So, we got married. And then there were three. When a boy is born, the world is born again and takes its first breath with him.
What about that whole other part of his life?
For that you'll have to come see the play. I don't sand the edges of that either, but if one treats homosexuality just as sort of a vulgar diversion, it's terribly false. This was serious. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a joke. It wasn't about just running around and, you know, having whomever whenever he wanted to have them. I think there was a real struggle, the real struggle between, you know, what should have been and what was.
The Los Angeles Times notes that trying to uncover what made Bernstein Bernstein is, of course, an impossible task. Still, Hershey Felder pulls as closely as he can when his Bernstein character says, "Love is the thing I have been looking for my entire life."
It's as close as Leonard Bernstein himself came in an interview in his later years.
The original energizing motor that makes me compose is the urge to communicate. Because what I love about the world and about life is people. I like them as much as I like music, if not more. I love people.
So my last question for you is the intimacy of the effort that it takes to put this show on, I find to be, it's got to stay with you in some way.
Well, I remember when I started doing Chopin, and I started to study the works that I play in there, I actually started writing them out by hand with all the indications that he did. I've played it all my life, but when I actually copied it out, I so deeply understood how beautiful it was. And so on and so forth. It just was so struck me, my God, where did he come up with these things? And similarly for Bernstein, although we have references as to where and how he came up by this, but it's that understanding that sense of the original. And you see things that you've never seen in your life. It's just, it's amazing.
Hershey Felder, thank you so very much for speaking with us today. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Can you give us one last little taste of something from the show?
Or why not? Maria.
Hershey Felder's one-man show, Maestro, The Art of Leonard Bernstein, is on now through May 20th at Arts Emerson. More information and video of Bernstein in those 1950s television appearances at radioboston.org.
Tomorrow on our program, another American music legend, Woody Guthrie, on stage at the ART in Cambridge. The show, Woody Says, recalls the life and music of America's great Dust Bowl troubadour. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Our show is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Soft and it's almost like breath.